In a series of 112 cryptic Latin phrases, the Irish saint, Saint Malachi, predicts the Roman Catholic popes. He predicted there would be only one more pope after Benedict, and during his reign comes the end of the world. So could Pope Francis be the last pope? Now, Saint Malachi's final prediction in full is, in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman, who will feed his flock amid many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed and the dreadful judge will judge the people. The end. Pope Francis, who was born Jorge Mario Bergoglio, chose his papal name in honor of Saint Francis of Assisi. One theory that seeks to confirm the Irish saint's final prophecy is that Saint Francis's father's name was Pietro, or Peter. In 1139, then Archbishop Malachi went to Rome from Ireland to give an account of his affairs. While there, he received a strange vision about the future that included the name of every pope, 112, in all from his time, who would rule until the end of time. Are we now at the last prophecy? Saint Malachi gave an account of his visions to Pope Innocent II, but the document remained unknown in the Roman archives until its discovery in 1590. Now, Pope Saint Pius X also made a prophecy about the future pope, but one that involved great persecution.
I have seen one of my successors of the same name, who was fleeing over the bodies of his brethren. He will take refuge in some hiding place, but after a brief respite, he will die a cruel death. Respect for God has disappeared from human hearts. They wish to efface even God's memory. This perversity is nothing less than the beginning of the last days of the world.
Now, Cardinal Francis Arinza was predicted to become Pope one day in a private revelation to a group of women who pray for priests. This group is called the Brides of the Most Blessed Trinity. One of them wrote this prophecy on June 1st, 2003.
During this holy mass, I had two visions. The first, I saw Cardinal Francis Arinza with the Pope's hat on his head. The tall hat. He was smiling. The second vision, I saw Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She too was smiling. Later, as we were having lunch, I was telling the two priests of my two visions. Father Jude began to smile. I was very surprised to learn that he knew both Cardinal Arinza and Mother Teresa. Only those who were present were told this.
Now, much loved by all, Cardinal Francis Arinza was even spoken of as among top candidates to replace Benedict as the head of the Roman Catholic Church in 2013, after Benedict's resignation. But what if Arinza is to become Pope? Isn't he way above the age limit? Cardinal Arinza would be 91 this year. Only cardinals under 80 years of age are permitted to vote in the papal conclave. But, however, there is no age limit to be elected pope. Would the cardinals really choose a pope who was as old as Arinza? Well, the answer could be yes. After the long pontificate of Pope John Paul II, it is said that many cardinals prefer older candidates for pope so that his reign can be anticipated to be not too lengthy. I mean, Pope Benedict XVI was one of the oldest popes by his age at election. He became pope at the age of 78. He also became one of the oldest popes by his age at death. But let's be honest here. By the looks of things, it seems as if this prophecy of Cardinal Francis Arinza becoming pope may seem a bit too hard to get by. And these are private revelations, and no Catholic is obligated to believe in them. Only time will tell. So, whoever is this pope seen in the vision by Pope Pius X, he will take the name of Pius XIII. The name Pius is often the choice of the more conservative and more doctrinal popes, while the more pastoral popes takes names such as John or Benedict. This Pope Pius XIII will reign over the church at the start of the tribulation, and he will die a martyr during the war. That is the first event of the tribulation. Only time will tell. But let's not put our focus on what's to come and place our focus on the present. Let us continue to pray for the Holy Father, for he is in great need of our prayers. May Our Lady cover him with the mantle of her protection and keep him safe from the evil that's trying to plague the Vatican. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.